Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk panfish with fishing guide and pro angler Bro Rosdahl from over in northern Minnesota. Lots of great tips and information on this week's show, and all coming up right after these messages.
Hayward Power Sports has new 2023 Can-Am off-road vehicles in stock and ready for anything you can dish out. For a limited time, take advantage of promotional financing on select Can-Am side-by-sides with 1.99% APR for 36 months or 3.99% for 60 months. The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's built extra tough to take you way beyond the daily grind and is the most capable side-by-side for on the worksite, hunting trips, and anywhere you need it to get the job done. Or, are you ready for some sporty fun? Explore, ride, and roar off-road in the purpose-built-for-anything high-performance Can-Am Maverick. And yes, Defender and Maverick both qualify for the special promotional financing. Or, get the ATV that can go virtually anywhere and do it all for less with the all-new Can-Am Outlander 500 and 700 ATVs. Get work done, tackle the trails, or drag out a trophy whitetail this fall. Get your Can-Am today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. We're recording this week down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, talking to Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, you know, we've had some days where it's got a little bit cooler this last week or so.
Yeah, we've had some cool days. It makes for nice days on the water. And, you know, we've had a little bit of all kinds of weather. We've had some wind, we've had some rain, had some sunshine, some clouds. So a little bit of everything out there. But everybody's catching fish right now.
You know, I didn't notice the water temperatures are staying down there. I was on a small lake just last night as we're speaking here, and it had 73 degrees out there.
Yep, I had about the same thing when I was out this last weekend. So definitely staying down on the lower end right now with lower temperatures out there.
That's good news for the guys out here muskie fishing. And speaking of muskies, let's start with that. What are you hearing there?
We're hearing some guys that are still having some success pretty much out in 10, 15 feet of water from what we're hearing right now. Some of them are a little bit shallower, fishing smaller bucktails, some glide baits, a little bit of topwater action, but some guys getting some nice fish out there.
You know, and boat traffic and everything going on in the summer does affect the fishing too. And the one thing that, and I was talking to you about this, was, you know, I spent a lot of time on the lakes after dark years ago. You know, I don't so much anymore, but, you know, it's a nice time to be out there too. You don't have to have worry about wake boats and skiers and all that stuff and boat traffic.
Absolutely. It's a little hard to ride around on a tube after dark.
Yeah. Well, kind of neat too, because not just muskies, a lot of fish actually bite after dark, except northern pike.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit more peaceful time out there. The fish start to turn on, and it's a great time to be out on the water.
Let's talk about the walleye fishing. What's going on there? You hearing much there?
As far as the walleye fishing, you know, reports have kind of died down a little bit. And I know that most guys, if they're out getting them, they're mostly out there trolling right now, either dragon crawler harnesses or they're trolling crankbaits or what have you out there. Still some fish being caught on slip bobbers up near the weeds, but for the majority, guys are fishing out a little deeper.
You know, and it seems like during the daytime, that bite deeper is a little bit better. And as you go toward the evening or even after dark, you're going to have more of a shallow bite.
Which is typical for walleyes, because usually during the daytime, they'll slide out a little bit deeper. And then at night, they'll come up a little bit shallower to feed.
You know, and it's kind of the same with a lot of panfish, crappies too. And let's talk about crappies right now. And crappies, you know, you can be on a piece of structure in, you know, 12 feet of water and weeds and be catching bluegills all day long. And just toward the evening, just before dark, they'll switches to all crappies on the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was doing a little bit of fishing out in just about that kind of water, you know, 12, 14 feet of water last week, and, you know, fishing some structure, and it seemed like when you were fishing over the structure, you know, probably had your bait down 6-7 feet, catching bluegills galore, and seemed like those crappies, you had to go an extra 2-3 feet down to get real close to that structure, you know, kind of into the weeds to get those fish to kind of come out and hit. But as you got later in the day, those fish would start to rise up above those weeds, and they kind of replace the bluegills. Those bluegills will, you know, shrink a little bit lower to the bottom, and those crappies will start to rise. So, yeah, you know, depending on what time of day, fish are doing different things.
Same thing, I think, kind of holds true with the size structure, too. Is you'll find the bigger crappies usually down below the smaller crappies.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the pain of it. You usually got to work through a whole bunch of those little fish at the top to get to those bigger fish underneath.
If you could get that bait down to them.
Yeah, absolutely. That or just start using a bigger bait, yep.
I know. I cheat a little bit. I use LiveScope so I can tell which ones are the bigger ones and what's the smaller ones. Actually, with the Garmin LiveScope, if you can tell what their bigger crappies are, tell the size of the fish too.
Yeah, absolutely. A great little tool to have right there.
You know, and as far as the bass fishing, what's going on there? Anything going on there?
You know, we've still got some guys that are fishing up shallow in that thick cover with lily pads and those thick weeds, throwing top waters and throwing some heavy puncher baits. But for the most part, what we're hearing from guys that are out bass fishing, they're anywhere from 15 to 30 feet deep. You know, they're running drop shots, they're running their Ned rigs on the bottom or what have you. But a little bit deeper water for those nicer fish right now.
You know, and you know, you were talking about weeds, and weeds are a big thing in the summertime. There's a lot of fish in the weeds, especially some of the places like milfoil mats where they have overhead cover. You know, get to those fish. What do you do to try to get something down to those fish that are in those weeds? Because you can catch them in the weeds during the daytime too.
Yeah, absolutely. Just find something that's going to punch through those weeds just to get underneath them. As long as you've got a bait that can get underneath there and not collect too many weeds on the way through, you know, those fish are sitting down there waiting for them.
You know, and I've had guys, you know, get out there and fish heavier baits, actually, for, you know, bass and stuff and punch weights. But if you look for open holes and pockets, if you're after the panfish, you know, everyone on the weed bits has some open pockets and holes. You can try to fish those open pockets and holes, because that way you can get your, you know, little tiny panfish jig and stuff down there.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of your best weapons that you're going to have for punching those pockets, you know, we were doing that earlier this weekend or what have you, is having a good pair of polarized sunglasses. Because if you got any kind of clear body lake and you're looking down at those weeds, those big dark spots right in between all those weeds, that's exactly where you should be pitching that bait. You'll see, you know, in between all those green weeds, and as soon as you lose sight of that bait as it's falling down, you just wait for that tick. If it's not there, you know, try that same, you know, that same alleyway a couple different times, because those fish could be sitting, you know, high, they could be sitting low, they could be sitting on either side of your little hole or what have you that you're working there. But yeah, good pair of polarized sunglasses so you could see what you're doing under the water.
You know, and if you're trying to move around the boat, another option is, rather than be moving the boat trying to get to those little pockets, the longer rods, when you're talking the 8s, the 9s, the 10s, the 12-foot crappie rods, you can actually reach out and dab into a lot of those holes.
Absolutely, those dabbing rods. And when you're working those big holes for panfish or bass right there, the less you can move the boat and the less you can move around the boat, the better, you know, because even though you're in, you know, 10 to 20 feet of water, those fish are still going to be fairly skittish, and it doesn't take much to, you know, spook them off into the weeds and get them to leave that alleyway. So just got to stay still up top, you know, make sure you're not making a whole lot of noise, and make sure you can reach what you're trying to target.
You know, you mentioned spooky fish. That's one thing I've found with running that live sonar that I've been running the last few years, is that it's amazing how those fish will move away from the boat. You can have a whole school of crappies, and you can approach them out there, especially if they're suspended, you know, within 10, 15 feet down from the boat. They will move away from the boat right away, it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you know, you come into a school of really spooky fish like that, you know, you got to work them from a distance. can't quite creep up on them like you do a lot of fish. So you have to start tossing little jigs or what have you out that don't make a whole lot of ripple when they hit the water. Sink nice and slow so you can make the most of that school when they're suspended, or, you know, start working them with slip hours and work your bobber back to the school so you don't disperse them so quickly.
And you said work your bobber back too. It's one of the keys that is, I see a lot of people out there summer pan fishing. They use minnows and a bobber and they throw it out and they leave it set in one spot. If you're moving the bobber all the time, you're covering more water.
Yep, absolutely. Cover water, and, you know, minnows this time of year, it's a good option if you're sitting still, but it's kind of difficult with how warm the water is out there to keep those minnows nice and lively. So plastics are perfect, and when you got a plastic on a slip bobber or even on a jig that you're casting or retrieving, you know, you want to keep that bait moving to keep whatever kind of appendages or tails or anything on those plastic baits moving, because that's what's going to attract those fish.
I've for years been out producing live bait in the summertime with gulp, and especially gulp alive. That's been a favorite of mine, but a lot of the plastics that just you got to get really tough conditions, but it's good to have live bait too.
Yeah, it's good to have live bait, and, you know, for those who are struggling to get away from live bait, you know, try on a couple plastics and just say, hey, today all I'm going to use is plastics. You know, have live bait in the boat just in case, but it's really hard to get away from live bait if you've only had success on live bait. But there are so many plastics out there that will just work amazingly to the point where you won't come to need live bait anymore. And it's a great feeling not to have to take live bait out there and just be able to go through all your colors and your plastics. So yeah, a lot of fun.
And you ain't rebaiting all the time, and you've got all this stuff here at the store if somebody was interested, wants information, or wants to try something different.
Absolutely, try something different, try something new. If you're just starting out looking to add a new technique to your box, whether it be bass, walleye, panfish, muskie, anything, you know, we're here, we've got the intel here for you.
You bet. And even good information on the lakes, you could point you in the right direction. Jared, I want to thank you for talking to us here.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, John.
Well, folks, and we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. And when we come back, we'll be talking with pro angler and fishing guide from over in Minnesota, Bro Brosdahl, about panfish. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. Check out their huge selection of muskie baits, and again this year, they've expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get on the water and save on a Lund boat from Hayward Power Sports. Our brand new 2023 Lunds are rigged and ready with Mercury outboards. Save $2,000 on a Lund Impact XS, one of our top-selling aluminum boats for both fishing and recreation. Or save $1,500 on a Lund Adventure, popular with first-time owners for fishing and family fun that will keep everyone smiling. Lunds feature boating's best warranty, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people I get on here from time to time is a pro angler and fishing guide from over in northern Minnesota and a friend of mine, Bro Brosdahl. Had a chance to talk to him the other night on the phone about fishing for panfish. Bro, good to have you on the show here. Been a few weeks here since we've had you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And it's that time of year where you get busy, you know, and I'm guiding, and I have the same, usually I have the same people every year, and it's it gets really busy. I don't have much home time.
Well, bro, let's talk a little bit about summer panfish. You know, that's one thing that people go after a lot during the summertime because they're a little easier to catch usually.
Oh, I love fishing panfish, and the bigger bluegills and crappies are on the deep weed lines, and some lakes the weed lines grow down to 28 feet. with or without zebra mussels, there's weed lines around here that are approaching 30 feet, you know, 28. And they're on the, not so much on the super deep, that's where you find the walleyes, but you go back a little bit and where the walla weeds is, there's going to be a lot of bluegills and crappies, but they're running deep. And then in the evening, so during the day, 24 to 26 feet. And in the evening, they're going to run up to about 13, maybe 15 feet. And it depends. It's lake to lake. Some lakes, they're still in that 9 to 11 feet, deep buried in northern milfoil, which is non-invasive. It's natural northern milfoil. But regular milfoil is invasive, and they love that stuff too. So whatever weeds you can find, the steep edge is very shaded and has a lot of food in it. In this area, we don't have shrimp like the Dakotas, but there are shrimp in lakes here and by you. And, you know, they're going to feed on it. They're going to eat the bugs hatching and the shrimp.
Well, bro, you know, the other thing, too, is that I've seen over the years is that, you know, when you're looking at crappies, bluegills seem to be a little bit different as far as their bite, but the crappies, it seems like you can get the crappie, the deeper crappies will bite all day long sometimes, and when you start getting toward evening, the shallower ones will start to bite, but it just seems like you don't get a bunch of a shallow bite during the daytime hours, it seems like, or when the sun is up high.
No, not at all, and we've seen that quite a bit. Sometimes I think they move, and any structure, big rock structure or logs, you know, from the logging days that are piled up, and of course, cribs are super good. And, you know, northern milfoil up here, and it's really good. And I just gave everybody a good clue where to go. Northern milfoil clumps are like humps, and they're on the edges.
You bet. Eurasian milfoil, too. You know, Eurasian milfoil, yeah.
And it grows so tall, it's a perfect habitat for all the fish. Find those spots, fish where you can, and that stuff grows so fast. You know, your spot's going to change every day with Eurasian.
You bet. Well, and add in the fact that on some lakes, you're trying to eradicate it, too, in different methods.
Yeah, they have machines and stuff like that, but, you know, I think it's good for the lake. And, you know, as far as boating and jet skiing, it's bad, but for fishing, it's phenomenal.
You bet.
And hard to fish. You got to adapt.
You bet. Well, you know, when we're talking about panfish, you know, different presentations work, and most people want to think about bobber rig all the time. I see people out on lakes like the Chippewa Flowage in the middle of the summertime. They're fishing bobbers with live bait with minnows, and there's a whole lot of options that probably could produce more fish sometimes than doing that and being more mobile, moving around some rather than sitting in one spot.
Absolutely. Small plastics, hair jigs, and even drop shots work super well. The stealth rig that I rig up, I had it in Fisherman a couple of months ago. If you're curious, you could look at it. And then it was in Midwest Outdoors. I put it in there. But I tie a loop knot finger and then add a bead. On panfish around here, sometimes just a chartreuse bead and a green hook or a purple hook, gamakatsu with a white bead. And then add just a little bit of crawler or a small minnow. And if you want, you could, you know, tie a little hackle of hair on there. But small ice fishing jigs and swim them past them. A drop shot rig in this area for panfish will outfish a bobber 7 out of 10 days. But there's 3 days out of 10, it seems, or 4, that a bobber works. But the problem is the bobber gets blown away off the spot by the wind. And on a calm day still, it's just moving. And with a drop shot, you're fishing fast and following the fish and reeling it. And I did that in the Lund TV show, the drop shot. Or it's a stealth rig, actually. A little different. Drop shot tying the hook right to the line is not as effective as having a finger of line with a small bead or a pill float, a little gumdrop floater. So there's a lot of ways to do it. And all these crafty guys, they could tie a fly and put it on the stealth rig. So the sky's the limit. Adaptations to the traditional drop shot. And panfish right now, we hammer them on those.
Well, bro, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, when we're looking at panfish, people will sit in one spot and they'll get a few fish and then they quit biting. They're not really quitting biting. They're moving around. These fish move around a lot more. Forward-facing sonar, you can see these fish moving, and they move constantly.
They're moving all over, and it doesn't matter if there's if it's clear water, dark water. It's amazing how much they move, but they're also, you know, crappies have really thick gill rakers so they can sift out, you know, micro insect matter of the lake, so zooplankton, and they're eating microscopic bugs as well as minnows and fry, and so they're swimming in their own soup, you know, so there's food everywhere, and they're continuously moving because, you know, a school of minnows going by, you can watch crappies, perch, even walleyes, you'll see a big ball of minnows on your you know, on your forward viewing, and you'll see the fish following them. They're not far away, so find the bait, find the insects. And insects look like a smoke column. Minnows look like a round ball. That's how you look for them on your sight imaging.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring their show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All the current antiques and household items are now on sale and all must go to make room for the sport shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl. Well, you know, we mentioned forward viewing or forward facing sonar. I mean, every manufacturer has one out there. But you know, I'm seeing people out there that are they got all this and that. It's like anything else. I think it can be abused. But you know, it's a tool that you could learn more on fish behavior watching those fish than anything I've ever seen.
Absolutely, and I've got Mega Live. And with that new update, it's just amazing. And here's the thing. I've been on spots, and I don't get to be by myself very long. I'm like a sitting target, and I get boats around me, and they all have forward viewing. But I don't see them catching fish. So you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And so I think that adapting and fishing the right way is super important. You can give a video gamer a game, but they still don't know about life. And so you got to know what fish are doing. Understanding walleyes, understanding crappies and bluegills is a big part of it. And I see that a lot of times, even in the tournaments. You know, without that, they wouldn't know where the fish would be. They just look for blips on their screen. But that's for another time. You know, I wish I could be born now. It'd be easy, but I'd rather be born when we were born, because there's a lot of stuff going on. And I think that forward viewing, we can embrace it, but watch it and also learn to fish. It's not just about chasing blips on a screen. It's about understanding and how to catch them.
Well, you know, technology is not going to stop and wait for us. It's going to keep getting bigger and different. And I think the way we need to look at fisheries is the DNRs need to have good regulations to, you know, limit some of the harvest that so we don't over-harvest something. But also people need to understand that, you know, we can't take every fish out of the lake. I mean, we need to be really selective on how we harvest fish.
Exactly. If they want to take every fish out of the lake, send them out west to the Dakotas, because they grow super fast. But in northern Wisconsin, the UP, and northern Minnesota, my area up to the boundary waters, you can't just rip out fish that are 12 to 14 years old and expect them to be back tomorrow. And there's people that don't understand that out there. It's not, you can go get them, but there's not like millions of them. There's 200 here. There's 40 there. There's maybe a 2,000 in a 1,000 acre lake. There's not infinite amounts and that's the whole thing we have to figure out. And also a high volume of anglers with high technology. You know, that's going to be the new thing of the future. But still, fish, they can say, nope, I'm not biting.
Yeah. Well, I try to tell people that, you know, and I've had the DNR say this too, is that, you know, harvest it. If you're only catching 8 and 9 inch crappies and you want some fish to eat, they'll flay up and eat. Don't just selectively look for the 12s or bigger fish and take the bigger fish, because those are the fewer fish out there. And it takes a lot of years to get to that position. So, you know, just if you're catching all 12-inch fish, that's all. There's a huge population of 12-inch fish in the lake. But if you're catching all 8s and 9s and 10s, that tells you that the population base in that lake is a lot higher in that size structure, and that's probably what you should be harvesting if you're going to have some fish to eat.
Absolutely, and we see it with bluegills. They used to be everywhere, and now they're hardly anywhere. They're really big ones, and they're still just a giant group of people that want to take them as fast as they can get them. But there's a lot of people throwing them back also. So that's the whole thing. It's in crappies and bluegills are around, and the lakes are getting hit pretty hard in the winter and the summer, but they're holding on as far as size structure. 14 inch crappies are few and far between around here now because of harvest. And there's a lot of 9s and 10s. And that's just how it is. Protecting them is lakes that have slots, not all of them. Just, you know, have some place where you can take your grandkids or your kids fishing and catch a big one that we limit the harvest. And then, you know, if you want a meal, a fish fry, go to some other lake, you know. You don't have to limit all the lakes. You got to have your fish fry lakes, and then you can have a few for people who want to enjoy big ones.
Well, bro, a lot of great information here talking to you tonight here as we're sitting here on the phone. You want to give out some information for your guide business over there, and also for how people watch what you do on the internet. You got a lot of stuff on
absolutely.
The internet.
Absolutely. Just to go to brosguideservice.com and come out for a walleye trip, or follow my stuff on Facebook and Twitter. Also, I have a YouTube channel, and I'll get more active with it. You know, I do my show in the spring and the fall, kind of timely, you know, to get ready for ice and then for open water. But definitely follow what I'm doing, and I want to make sure to help everybody learn more about fishing.
Well, bro, I'm gonna have to try to find some time this summer here, get over and stop by and visit over there, maybe get out on the lake a little bit.
Yeah, come on over. Let's let the perch start going wild over here, and we'll go get some big fat jumbo perch.
Well, thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah, you take it easy. Have a great night.
Yep. Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. From there, you can link through to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.